Local Indigenous leaders have called for governments to properly invest in grassroots solutions for Alice Springs instead of relying on curfews and more policing. The Northern Territory Attorney General, Chancey Paik, says the police have the powers they need to respond to assaults, including knife crime after an incident in Katherine involving an officer with an edged weapon. NT police allege a group of 10 youths unlawfully entering a residence in Katherine South. Officers are still searching for the offenders. Mr. Paik says he rejects the call by the Country Liberal Party for changes to so-called Wunding laws involving checks for knives and other weapons in public places.
This is the same CLP that said the curfew laws are too punitive. So on one hand they say curfew's too punitive, and on the other they wanted to make it easier for police to be able to wand people. Police still have their powers to stop anyone and search them if they believe they commit an offence, will commit an offence or are committing an offence. That gives them every power they need to stop and search someone.